Welcome back, everyone, to Intuitive Conversations with Tamara and Chantel. I'm Chantel Neufeld.
I'm Tamara Franz.
And today, our topic is shifting to a more empowering perspective.
Right.
Yeah, we're thinking about what kind of lens we need to see the world in a different way.
Yeah, there's so much going on. There's a lot of chaos and turmoil, on the surface at least. And we tend to assume there's only one way to interpret what's going on, and that's the lens that the news offers to us, right? The news and social media are all putting us in a state of constant, you should be afraid, so-and-so is doing this, you should be outraged, so-and-so is doing that. And we're constantly kind of shifting back between fear and outrage and fear and outrage, and it's very disempowering, and it really tends to put us in a victim mentality. And so we wanted to offer a couple of helpful lenses that we use to gain a different perspective, because personally speaking, I'm as liable as anyone else to get caught in that, that lens of fear and outrage. When I read certain things, I can have a very emotional reaction. And to have some tools and to be able to kind of shift back, take a little more of an objective perspective, and also to realize that even though everything looks so chaotic on the surface, there are probably
a lot of solutions brewing.
Things happening underneath that are paving the way for a better world in the long run.
Yeah, when structures fall apart, then we have an opportunity to build them better. The first lens that comes to mind is the yin-yang symbol. And the principle of the Tao and balance. When we, get mad at ourselves for getting too afraid or too angry, that's not the answer either, because I feel like that's a big piece of the puzzle, to recognize and accept and see what the problem is, because we can't fix a problem if we don't know what it is or we don't recognize manipulation or whatever. Like, I feel like getting mad at ourselves is definitely not the answer.
So if you're in a situation where, you pull open your news feed on Facebook or you read something that initially gives you that shock of, oh, this is outrageous or whatever, how can the yin-yang symbol, like, or that framing of yin-yang, how can that help you kind of shift?
Just recognizing when I'm feeling unbalanced or, dysregulated, ungrounded, whichever word you want to use. Esther Perel was talking to Brene Brown on a podcast I was listening to yesterday, and she said that when she feels that way, she goes into the bathroom, she takes a few deep breaths, and she hums to get herself back into balance. And like, to just recognize when you're feeling like that you need to go to war with someone or to go at war with yourself or with some unseen force out there, to just get grounded and then move to your heart space and make decisions and find solutions from there. That's what I see like the yin yang doing. It's just like the recognizing and then the deciding. And so like that puts you in a more empowering place rather than like always in fear, always in anger, always in fight mode. Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. Cause the yin is kind of the receptive, oh, this is coming at me, right? And then the yang is like, how will I respond? And I have that choice.
Yeah, like the sovereignty and the boundaries, like it all comes into place. I think when, I'm trying to think of the quote now, but like it's basically when leaders are doing things that are against our values, then sometimes we have to make decisions that go against them and step into our personal sovereignty, because like we all came on the earth with the same sovereignty and we can create the world that we want to. We don't have to fall victim and be like, oh, well, they said so I have to do the wrong thing. Like, no.
Well, and when you think of it, that yin yang model, like all of the great progress that's been made in the world, right? It hasn't been made through going to war. We'll talk about fighting for freedoms and so on. But the things that have really moved us forward as a humanity in terms of how we interrelate with each other and how we build a better world, those things have been brought forward by kind of spiritual warriors who used more of a yin-yang approach, right? That we will act yang, but we will do it in a peaceful, non-resistant, non-compliant way, but you know, with the joy of just knowing that we flow with the energy of something, something larger, something bigger and more visionary.
Well, I think there's also a difference in energy when you're fighting for something versus when you're fighting against something. Like, I think things that I am sort of wary of is anti this. Like, what? Where's the solution in that? That's unbalanced. Like, that may be half the puzzle, but you know, you need to figure out what you're fighting for and spend more energy into the solution side than the problem side. The problem side is only to get to the point of what do we do now? It's not to put yourself in victim mode or give your sovereignty to someone else or let other people make your religious beliefs for you. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, you gotta do your research and make your own decision and you know, be at cause with the world, not or I forget what the term is, but.
Well, it's funny because it's my retirement in December. I have a lot more time to just go out walking in the morning. And so I'm taking these long walks every morning out in the fields. The birds are singing now. And there's kind of this mantra that keeps coming into my mind, let it be easy. Let it be easy. And so, you know, do we want to get ourselves all worked up and be in a state of constant tension and intensity inside? Because when I hear that voice, let it be easy, everything just kind of grounds and relaxes. And it's like, okay, can I trust actually that there are forces at work that are larger even than what's going on, even than the power that, you know, one rich person in the world can hold? There's something yet that's even larger, more subtle maybe, but still larger than that. And can I just sort of put myself into the sort of that yin surrender?
I think the turning point where you can make the yin yang like move for you, move the energy, is when you're like, let it be, like all things are allowed to exist. Yes, and we move from that place.
Right? And I think like when you put yourself in that state of surrender, you know better when and how to act.
And you're
right?
also like so in that, your heart space.
So that infinite flow between yin and yang happens more naturally and you don't have to force anything.
So what is your first lens that comes to your mind?
Well, I think anyone who's watched any of our podcasts knows how much I love the model of the hero's journey, which is Joseph Campbell's work, based on studying the mythologies of the world and realizing they're all basically telling one story, which is the journey toward empowerment. And that is both an individual journey and a collective journey. And I feel like now we're going through a time that's really calling us to step into our own sovereignty. And we're realizing how we've been made helpless by conditioning of society, by the institutions that have shaped us, by the messaging from political and corporate sources, you know, telling us we have to trust or give everything over to leaders, whether that's political leaders or leaders in industry or people that just have a lot of money and think that they, that gives them somehow the knowledge to know how everything should be run. We're seeing now that it hasn't worked, and it doesn't work to give away our sovereignty.
That's not the right or the good thing to do at all.
And it puts us in a state of perpetual victimhood. And it's funny, like, to see how even some of these people who have risen to the top in politics and risen to the top in the corporate world and have all kinds of power and money are still out there acting like victims. Everything is about victimhood and, oh, your witch hunt, and all the countries of the world have been treating us unfairly, and it's just a constant whining. And so it makes you realize empowerment doesn't come from any of those outward forms of power that we've been taught.
And we don't want to align with that kind of energy either. Like, we want to align with, you know, kindness and respect and and building the world that we want versus...
And so the journey of the hero is being called and accepting the call to leave your comfortable life, to leave the status quo, and go in search of the treasure, which is going to be a new you that is more courageous, or that somehow has new knowledge, or that has found a gift to share with the world. But that hero, that heroic journey, you know, is going to take you through tests and challenges. And you know that along the way you're going to find allies, but also face your adversaries. And so there's an expectation that we are here to take on some challenge. We're
It
not
doesn't come
here to
as a
have a free
surprise,
ride.
yeah.
I mean, how boring to have a life where you're never challenged, right? You're never tested. I don't know if I've talked about this in previous videos, but recently I had a conversation with someone who had taught in the Middle East, and I don't know if it was Qatar or Saudi Arabia or one of those countries where there's a lot of money. This teacher was teaching in an international school, and a lot of the locals were sending their kids to learn English so that they would have an advantage in business and the corporate world and so on. But these families have a lot of money. These children are being raised by nannies and who do everything for them, right? Pick up everything they drop. And so these kids come to school and they're dropping their pencils on the floor and looking expectantly at the teacher to pick it up for them. And she talked a little bit about how she made them do clean up their own messes, and parents were sometimes not happy with her. And I'm thinking,
That's teaching personal responsibility,
how
yeah.
sad as a parent that you would not want your child to be empowered, right? And the fragility that that creates
And the
when,
unbalance.
and I think there's a lot of, I think we have a lot of people who've had a soft life who are resentful now because they haven't been tested. They haven't had the opportunity to develop their own heroism. And they're looking for outward forms of power to prop themselves up, but they know legitimately they're not heroic. And so it's up to us as a humanity to step into our heroic journeys and to see this time that we're going through as a heroic journey. You know, and if you read the fairy, really important for us to recover those traditions because they teach us that when you accept your hero's journey, there's help along the way. The wise guide always shows up, whether that's Gandalf or Dumbledore or Merlin the magician. Every mythology has its wise guides, and there's help for the hero along the way. So there's always something larger at work, and we can trust that that's happening in our time too.
When you think about how we've been raised, whether it's like me in a, homeschool cult or a lot of religious stuff, being told like this is the only way, you can't do it any other way, or even kids growing up in school, most people have grown up in school where you're taught that you don't have any agency, you have to ask to go to the bathroom. Like there's just this sense of they know what's right for me, the leaders know what's right, and I don't have a say, I'm just a sheep, right? And so I feel like the hero's journey is stepping out of that sort of elementary school mindset and into like I can do something in this world, I can share my gifts, I can make this world a better place, I can find solutions.
And I think the hero's journey as a mind frame is just this idea that it's time now. It's really time for all of us to step into our heroic journey. And when I hear something potentially frightening in the news, I can go to that place of, okay, what does this mean for me as a hero in training? I'm called to courage now. I'm not called to, run screaming in the streets and lose my head over the fact that somebody is, making large noises on the world stage and making threats, that could potentially affect us.
Yeah,
We've,
because
as
like
a humanity, we've made it through so many things. Think about it. And we're here, we're standing.
but the solutions have come when people are working together and they see humanity and they're not in a us versus them in a war kind of lack mentality.
And there's something about us stepping forward with courage and saying, yes, I accept my hero's journey. And that means that I strive for the highest intentions that I can. In order to stand for what I believe in, there's something about that that actually brings an answering help or whatever from the larger unseen forces around us, right? We can trust that if we step forward with courage and honor and integrity, we will not be left to flounder.
But in order to do that, we have to see ourselves as worthy. So I feel like being having an eye out for manipulation is key, Because whenever anyone wants to, take control of you, they make you feel afraid and they make you feel less than. And when we see ourselves as worthy and we love ourselves, we can then, love other people and find solutions, and we're not stuck in the like, who's the bad guy? Who can we fight? Like, it's more of a like, what can we do?
Yeah, and I think that's why I feel it's so important to kind of always ask that question, no matter what your source of information is this meant and is it tailored and designed to make me feel afraid, to make me feel outraged, to make me feel angry? And yes, there are times for anger and outrage, right? If children are being bombed in Gaza, how can we not feel outrage? But the answer to that is this meant to put me in a freeze or fight or flight? Or is there another response that I can take as a hero in training on my heroic journey?
Like, is there a helpful solution that I can create where I am now? Like, what can I do here to create that love? And like you were saying too, like, I would also add to that the fear, guilt, and shame is also a huge manipulation thing to
Oh,
make
yeah.
people feel unbalanced, dysregulated, and to make them feel less worthy. And
Yeah.
so when you feel that way, you're not going to be finding solutions. So
Yeah.
it's all about like that recognizing.
Yeah. It's really interesting, actually, because I was raised on Bible stories, right? And once you start looking at those stories through a mythological lens, when Jesus goes into the wilderness and Satan appears and is tempting him, or, what's being thrown at him, and the Buddha went through this too, is all of the fears and all the temptations that can pull you off of your hero's journey, right? And so those stories give us a roadmap of how we respond when someone says, well, if you don't do things my way, or look what you can have if you're just willing to step out of your integrity and support this agenda. There are lots of heroes that have gone before us. And whichever one, like I say, cling to your heroes at this time. Look at the people whose lives have made a difference in the world, the people that you admire, and think, what is there that I can emulate? And can I lean on these heroes in the past to help carry me through this time that's frightening?
And so to wrap up, I think that just shifting out of the lack mentality and into an abundance mentality, looking for the win-win-win, like a win for me, a win for us, a win for humanity, a win for, like looking for solutions and just taking a step in that direction is going to be more helpful than getting angry and then not doing anything in particular.
Right, and that's absolutely in line with the heroic journey because, as Joseph Campbell says, it isn't a hero's journey until the hero has brought back the gift to share with humanity and help build a better world. So that's what we're all here to do now during this time, right? And the old is crumbling, and that is a necessary thing. It's not comfortable, but we can trust that something better is being formed and we can be a part of it, which is really exciting.
It
And so,
is.
until we meet again,